It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Norm was out on the casting call, who did Cheers turn to?
The police!
When Mike Tyson became the youngest heavyweight champion in history and no sparring partners could be found, who did the champ turn to?
The police!
Now, this world-renowned barfly slash pugilist has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's only mortal, folks.
Paul LaVoy!
His pronouns are he, him, and hungry. Really?
Speak Out listeners know what that means. That music right there, little Kid Rock, We the People. It's about 43 seconds that we can play from that song, the cleanest part of the song. And Sam Scarmato just arrived. I was going to call him the late Sam Scarmato, but he's kind of on time. So I don't think you really want to call Sam the late Sam Scarmato. So anyway, I've got a question for him when he pulls up. Oh, he's going to grab some of our cookies that were sent to us by the Arizona Broadcasters Association. Those are really good, too, by the way. All right, and they're Harry and David, correct. Exactly, you can't hear Sam off the mic. He thinks you can, but you can't. So, anyway, it's Friday, June 2nd, 2023. Samsguns.com owner Sam Scarmato in the house.
That's me.
What's happening, Sammy?
Oh, I don't know. My dog tackled me coming out. That's why I was late.
Well, plus I called you, and I was like, is it Friday? Yeah, it's Friday. I put a lot of cool stuff
together.
That's
Ellie's 150-pound Doberman, and he jumps out of the back of the truck, and he goes out of his way just
really?
To tackle me.
Uh-huh.
Knocked me. I did a Joe Biden. I mean, back behind the store. So.
He fell, huh?
Absolutely.
Did a little face plant. I think he did a knee plant. You know, one of these times, Sam, at his age, and I don't know how frail, what his bone density is or whatever, he's going to break something, right?
We can only hope.
I wouldn't go that far. I don't wish any ill on a U.S. president, but 80-year-old men that fall break their hips, break their elbow.
Pelvis, hip, that kind of stuff.
Fracture skulls, you know, things like that.
He's walking around with a fractured skull anyway, I think.
Well, you know, I have heard that. I heard that on the Joe Rogan podcast that after he was vice president, he had open brain surgery. Heard this?
No, never heard it.
And the top of his brain was off. This was on Joe Rogan podcast. That's who I'm citing here. And they had to do whatever aneurysm or to correct something.
Just a direct transmitter from George Soros or something.
Right. Anyway, I'm not saying I saw that anywhere, but I did hear that on the Joe Rogan podcast. So, anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. And, again, it's the first Friday in June. Hard to believe, right? We've done six of these.
I can't believe it. It's not even hot yet.
It's the sixth one this year.
Yeah.
I know. And it's only going to get to, like, 104 by Sunday. And then back in the 90s next week.
It's hard to believe. This is not what I moved to Arizona for.
Now, I know we've, like, you know, digress to talking about the weather and that. But generally, from my 30-plus years in the desert, in this part of the desert, not Vegas, but this
right.
part of the desert, when you have a late heat, you have a summer that goes into October.
I hope it goes into next January.
You do, huh? It seems like we already went through monsoon season, too.
Seems like it.
You know, back in mid-May, right? when all those storms were kind of hitting us in the afternoon. So anyway, got some really good stuff today. And I don't know if you've heard about this from the county, but I'm going to kind of harp on it because I'm a pet lover. Even though I don't have any dogs or cats right now, there is a rabies alert in the Hualapai Mountains. And there's a rabid fox that's been confirmed, possibly another one. I think we're still waiting on results. But it's in the vicinity of I-40, Pinyon Pines Community, and Lazy YU. All of those homeowners, property owners, renters, whatever, are being asked to beware of your pets outside around this around foxes or any wildlife there.
Isn't that where Greeley has a house up there, doesn't he?
I don't know. And I don't want to speculate. I know there's, they call it the ranch in Kingman, I'm not sure where that is. But the Hualapai County, the Mojave County Department of Public Health and local authorities have issued a high priority alert to all residents, especially pet owners in those areas. And if you own a pet, and you're in the Hualapais, or you plan to go to the Hualapais, make sure your rabies vaccinations for the pet are updated and that sort of thing. And just protect yourself, protect your pet.
Well, I'm feeling sorry because you said you don't have a dog. You want one?
I can't. I'm the HOA I'm in the condo I live in, there's no pets allowed. And there's no pets allowed on my lease. So it's just, I don't know. It's just the way it is. And when I found the condo, there was a little bit of a shortage, so beggars can't be choosers, right?
Right.
Ah, there you go. I think you were the one that told me, or David Diaz or both, that Paul Gosar is going to be here in August, right?
He's going to be on the radio here.
And he's going to be in town. I think holding court or, whatever they call that when going.
Visiting all the organizations.
Visiting constituents, right. I called that holding court.
Well, he's going to be in town tomorrow, too, for a fundraiser.
So yesterday, late yesterday, a challenge to Representative Paul Gosar from the Democrat side. And he's a lawyer. His name is Quacy Smith, Q-U-A-C-E. And he's issued a challenge to Representative Paul Gosar. He's a lawyer and retired Marine and former police officer, a black gentleman, by the way, and has announced he will run for Congress as a Democrat in Arizona's 9th Congressional District, where incumbent Republican Representative Paul Gosar serves and has a residence, by the way, in this district. So,
yes.
Smith is a partner in Smith & Green Law Firm and is known in Arizona for representing clients in high-profile criminal cases. He's a Buckeye resident, because the district goes all the way to Buckeye,
yes,
obviously.
Does, huh?
He served in the Marines from 1995 to 2000, worked for the Blythe, California Police Department from 2006 to 2011. He also worked for the U.S. Equal Opportunity Commission, and while earning his law degree at night, he worked there, which he used to open his own law firm in 2017. He's also a bishop with Grace Unlimited International Church in California.
Wow.
This is where I get kind of hazy on it. Like, where is your residence,
right,
Mr. Smith? If I were to interview
you. Where's your loyalty and your residence? I'm definitely going to vote for Paul Gosar anyway, so.
So, Smith says that the Western Arizona district that stretches from West Valley south to Yuma and north to the borders of Nevada and Utah should be represented by a moderate who can work with both parties. Gosar didn't face a Democratic opponent in the last election. All right, so he's 46 years old, was born in Palm Springs, raised in Blythe before joining the Marines. After his service, he lived briefly in Colorado, then moved to the West Valley. And it says he commuted to his job as a police officer in Blythe.
I didn't think you could do that.
I didn't either.
When I was a Chicago cop, you had to live in Chicago.
Well, this came from AZ Central, which is notoriously left.
Yeah.
Notoriously left, too. But I would have questioned, okay, you say you commuted to that job in Blythe.
Right.
Isn't Buckeye to Blythe a little bit of a commute? It's not like 100 miles each way?
Is it that much? I don't know. What's the border to Blythe?
I don't know. I'd like to know if a caller knows the
answer to that.
Probably 100
miles. Probably 100 miles an hour anyway.
Go ahead and Google that for us if you can out there and give us a call. 928-854-5687. 928-854-KNTR. I'd really like to know, is he one of these guys that lives outside the district and is running, You know, sure. The Democratic Party said, or the DNC,
sure.
Hey, we've got one that's perfect for you.
Sure.
You know?
Well, if they endorse him, he's a communist. So.
Well, plus, he checks off all the conservative sure. boxes. He's a lawyer. He's a former Marine. He's a minister. Right? Now, he has his own website for the church and everything. You can mm-hmm. see him preaching. He represents high-profile cases in that. But he checks off the conservative boxes, but he's a Democrat. And he's a minority.
I don't care if he's a minority.
I know you're not going to vote for him because...
I'm not going to vote for him because of Paul Gosar.
No, let's say it again. You have never, ever...
voted for a Democrat, ever.
Right,
not
right.
my entire life.
I knew that was coming. So, all right. So I signed off yesterday, Sam.
To vote for a Democrat?
No. I haven't voted for a Democrat, and I don't even remember. I signed off yesterday calling you Havasu's lovable curmudgeon.
Well, thank you.
All right. I nailed
There's
it.
No problem with that. I don't have an issue with that.
Perfect. And the big, big, big question is, did you sell the store?
No.
Not yet.
No.
But you got an offer.
Got a couple offers on the building, but not on the business.
Okay, I don't understand. So...
Some people want to buy the building. They don't want to buy the business.
Because they don't want to be gun shop owners?
I don't know. I don't know what their personal philosophies are. But
or firing range owners?
Yeah. Apparently, I don't know.
And last show you said it was $2 million.
That was what I've been offered on the building, $2
million. Okay. Yeah. If it was me, there it is.
No.
What is that, Flight of the Valkyries?
No.
No? Lone Ranger?
Lone Ranger.
Theme to the Lone
William
Ranger.
William Tell Overture.
That's you. Oh, yeah, the William Tell Overture. So, for me, if you're going to offer me $2 million, I don't know what your equity is in that, but I'd say $2 million, okay, take the money and run.
But what am I going to do with $1.5 million worth of guns? And another $1 million worth of equipment in there.
Have a giant sale.
Yeah, there you go.
You didn't think of that?
Oh, yeah.
A giant closeout sale, right? Going out of business. How much could you make on your current inventory, you think, if you had a giant closeout sale?
I don't discount. I mean, I get the lowest prices in town anyway, and we pay more for anything when we buy it. So I just am not going to discount unless people buy a whole lot of stuff, and they pay in portraits of dead presidents.
But what would you estimate your inventory at?
$1.2 million.
Really? So that's $3.2 million building and inventory. Mm-hmm. What, I would take it and run, but that's just me.
That's you.
I know. But no, if I were, I'm guessing you're 70.
Then you can move out of the HOA.
Your last, right.
71.
Your last birthday I remember was, that I remember, you were 70. So you're 71.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
Right, right. I'm pretty sure you could live pretty comfortably on $3.2 million from 71 until, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Until worm food, right? That's what I call it.
Until what?
Worm food.
Until worm food.
When they put you in the ground.
Jesus is coming back pretty quick anyway. The entire world is so screwed up right now, I'm ready.
I hear he's not very happy either.
If I were Jesus, and I don't, I know I hesitate to put myself in this position, but I would be seriously pissed off.
Right, right, right. All right. You know what? We could take a break right now, but I'm not going to. Let's go ahead and run with Abe Hamaday. So Abe Hamaday was on the phone with us the other day. Jeannie Kench came in,
mm-hmm.
and she goes, I got a surprise for you. Abe Hamaday is going to call. Abe himself, not his attorney. So Abe called, and boy, did he have a lot to say. I wasn't expecting what he had to say as far as the provisional ballots go. Did you know about this evidence?
I knew about that, yeah. But, you know, the point is, if you're going to get some crooked judge to okay it, they need to be counted. There's thousands, and he's only, 182 votes back or something?
But he's asking for a trial in Mojave County.
That works. That'd be my guess.
In Lee Janssen's courtroom.
That works.
Right? I personally would have asked for Stephen Moss. But I don't think you can judge shop like that. So,
no. And well, I know unless you're a Democrat.
He's the chief superior court judge, from what I understand.
Right. Yeah.
So anyway, this is Abe Hamaday on the show on Wednesday. And by the way, I'm going to tease this a little bit. You see this shirt right here, Sam?
Yep. We're going to like it.
We're going to talk about that before we go to break. You don't like it?
I says I have many like it.
Oh, are you sure? Because this one's a brand new one. Brand new.
Let's see. I have I have several of them.
He has several of them. Well, we're going to give one away. We're going to give that one.
These are top-notch, made in America, too.
Yeah, they really are. All right, so here's what Abe Hamadeh had to say about the evidence that he has, that his team has and wants to present at trial in this case.
We were in Mojave County. We were up in Kingman just 2 weeks ago. Jeannie was there, and a lot of good supporters were there, too, and we were asking Judge Jansen and the court for a new trial based on the withheld evidence from us. But, you know, since that time, I'll be very frank, our legal team and our data analysts and the Republican National Committee, we have gone through the provisional ballots. So these provisional ballots are those voters who voted on Election Day, but, you know, there might have been questions to some of the registration issues or something like that, but we have discovered that there are 9,000 uncounted ballots from November 8th of 2022. And of that 9,000 ballots, overwhelmingly they're Republican. And what our legal team has discovered is that so many of these ballots that were deemed to not count should have been counted because they were valid votes. These are people who have voted for decades, and for some reason they were removed from the voting rolls. And you know, we still don't know why exactly. We have some suspicions, but you know, ultimately we feel very confident about our legal case, and we're just waiting for the judge to rule to give us a new trial. And then hopefully once we're given a new trial, we're going to present the evidence, and the evidence is really clear. You know, this isn't like other election challenges where it's speculative. Ours is these ballots are just waiting to be counted. They're in sealed envelopes. Oh. And they're just waiting to be counted. So once they count, we expect to be victorious in this. And I hope to bring back balance in Arizona's government.
That is something right there.
Yes,
that,
it is.
I was just like, wow.
Yeah.
I just couldn't believe it. You have, and this is from all over Arizona.
This half-assed excuse for a governor was in charge of the elections, and she should have recused herself, and she didn't.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And now look what you've got as far as a Secretary of State who was complicit.
Absolutely. Adrian Fontes, terrible, terrible person, human. I've met him a couple of times. He's a terrible human.
Well, and what
She's just an idiot.
And what has he said about Republicans in the past, Sam?
He said that it was up to him and his boss, our governor, if it was up to them, they'd never elect another Republican in the state of Arizona.
Right, exactly.
He should have been removed from office, and as should she have been, as soon as she said the legislature should have adjourned and removed them both from office.
Well, what's interesting is if Abe Hamadeh does get his day in court, and the jury, I'm guessing it's a jury trial, the jury finds in his favor, and there's an appeal, and it's and it's upheld, not overturned. What happens to Chris Mays after that? Do you know?
He can go off with the rest of his commie buddies.
She. Right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. She. Yeah, no problem. But no, here's actually what happens as far as what laws get over, you know, what happens to the policies in her office that she's, you know, brought to the table in that. And then what happens to her? This is an eye opener right here. I mean, if you're going to unseat Chris Mays, then what happens to anything that she's put into policy?
Yeah, and, you know, Arizona legal precedent is very clear. All of that, everything what she's done is going to not be overturned, right? I mean, there's got to be some stability with legal decisions. However, any sort of policies, right, that I can come in, just like when she came in and she overturned some of former Attorney General Brnovich's policies, all that could be quickly changed. But what's happened in the last 5 months regarding cases and if they're final, that all stands. But no, I mean, Arizona's law and the legal precedent is very clear that once she's removed from office, she's removed. Actually, it's quite funny. She has to pay back her salary, too.
Oh, wow.
So, she has to pay back her salary, and she doesn't have that title of AG. And it's because it's true. It's, you know, you cannot claim a title to something that was not given to you by the voters. And I think that's the ultimate precedent. My attorney, Jennifer Wright, I don't know if people heard her. I know you heard her, Jeannie.
She's amazing.
She was on Speak Out, by the way, Abe.
Yeah, she was on the phone prior to your case. She's
a warrior. She's a warrior. And she is I'm so blessed to have her and so many of my great attorneys and the people behind me because, you know, this fight is so much more than just me. This fight, everybody across the country is watching what's happening because it's kind of scary how the government and the media have colluded with each other to basically say you cannot question the government regarding elections. I mean, just think about how frightening that is, right? I mean, my family, you know, I was born in Chicago, but my family came from Syria back in the 1980s. Mm-hmm. So they know what it's like to not be able to question your government, right? And that is not a place where we want to go, but quickly the Democrats are eroding so many aspects of our civil liberties right before our very own eyes. I mean, it's upside down land. Once, you know, they're trying to claim that men can get pregnant, right? I mean, they're attacking the rule of law by weaponizing the Justice Department. It is so frightening. So I'm hoping once we're victorious, it's going to bring a lot of balance back to Arizona.
From Chicago.
Yeah.
There you go.
I didn't know he was a feather. He doesn't have an accent. But then again, I think I don't have an accent from Chicago, and people say I do all the time.
I think you do.
Do you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I can hear it. Yeah. It's Chicago, right?
No, it's Chicago.
There is an O on the end?
And the O at the end goes through your nasal passages. Chicago.
Like speaking French, kind of.
A wee bit.
How funny.
Yeah.
All right. So when we come back, we're going to, you know what, let's tease it right now. Why not? Let's put the phone number out there. And then Jeannie is my new best friend on Wednesday, bringing me a T-shirt. She brought me a 2X. Because that's what I like the loose fit.
Sure.
And this is a large, by the way. So, yeah, this was a few years back for me. But on the back, so you've got this one?
Yeah.
GOP unites Mojave County Republican Central Committee, protecting our republic one voter at a time. That's on the back. And then the seal for the Mojave County GOP is on the front, along with the Arizona elephant, as I call it, right, on the seal.
Yes,
so I'm going to leave Sam in charge of that, and we're going to give...
I'll guard it with my life.
I bet you will, being a former county chair, right?
Yep.
All right. Give us a call, 928-854-5687. We're going to give that shirt away to the first caller, 928-854-KNTR. That's how you get the phones ringing, right there, right? Back with more in a moment. Stay with us. We've got SamsGuns.com owner Sam Scarmardo right here in the studio. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about. Back with more in a moment. To hit that sand and play some rock and roll. While we were trying different things, and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite song. All right, we're back on Speak Out. Little Kid Rock, little angry music, right?
Yeah.
It's angry radio today.
Yes, it is angry radio
with Havasu's lovable curmudgeon.
We're censored.
Sam's car, are you censored?
We're censored, yeah. I'm censored anyway.
So. You're feeling censored? Do you need a podcast?
You know, I don't even know. I've never seen a podcast. I don't even know what a podcast is.
Well, you can have an audio podcast or you can have a video podcast, you know, which is watching the interview. So it's just... It's an uncensored interview.
But where do they? Who makes them?
You make it whoever wants to, and then you post it wherever you want it hosted, like on Spotify or Apple or wherever you want.
What's Shopify?
SoundCloud. What's that?
What's Shopify?
Spotify?
Shopify.
I don't know what Shopify is.
The bank over here says that I should switch my... Oh, no. You know what it is Intuit. They're no longer having QuickBooks point of sale. So they said go with Shopify.
Huh. Well, there are a bunch of point-of-sale operators out there. I can send one to you that's very reliable. I think Steve uses them, too.
Yeah, but the point is I have, like, 30,000 pieces of inventory.
Right. All right, Speak Out. Brought to you. I think they can handle that. Brought to you by Mojave Mortgage, also Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. GDK LLC, Springberg Wealth Management, Patio Paradise, Les Olson IT, your company's one source for office technology at lesolson.com/Kingman. And by, have you been to the chair lately?
No, I haven't, I intend to go back.
Yeah, I need to get down there when my girlfriend from Vegas visits. We'll go check out the chair. Havasu style dining, great music with live entertainment in a flip-flop atmosphere overlooking the London Bridge. It's the chair. And, of course, we stream live, and our show archives are at KNTRtalk.com. That's what you heard earlier from Abe Homedick, straight out of the archives from Speak Out. So I want to talk about the picnic a little bit later in the show.
Okay.
The GOP picnic. And, you know, let's get a little bit local here. I was going to...
Remember, Steve has me censored.
Oh, that's different. This is a topic that he's actually approved. So I want to talk about the proliferation of food trucks in town.
Isn't that enough to make you want to throw up?
Well, I don't generally associate, you know, upchucking with food trucks. Because I've eaten from some pretty good food trucks. But did they have business licenses?
They have. I'm sure it's a standard minimal license. What, 80 bucks, 100 bucks, something like that?
But do you have to get, like, if you're parked on a public street in front of, you know, a business on Main Street, for example, do you have to get permission from that business, or can you just park wherever you want?
I would think so, because they're certainly not paying. I know what my property taxes are for five lots on Main Street, and I'm sure they could never stand business paying that kind of property taxes.
And they're obviously not paying property tax.
No, I wouldn't think so.
They're on, you know, two rubber wheels, right? Or four, depending on the food
truck.
All
we need is little old ladies in raggedy clothes selling chiclets outside of them, and then we'll be in.
like the border, right?
Like the border, yeah. Chiclets, nice. Here.
Chiclets. Yeah, I've seen that.
I made the trash.
That's a really. I was gonna block it. I was gonna do a Dikembe Mutombo on you.
Okay.
Anyway, or who was the center for the Bulls? Cartwright.
You're asking me,
Bill Cartwright. You never watched the Bulls when Jordan was there?
I never watched a basketball game in my life.
Wow. Anyway, yeah, you're a big hockey fan.
I'm a hockey fan,
football fan,
and rugby fan.
Oh, I need to congratulate our shirt owner. I finally gave away the shirt. Actually, it was the first time I tried. Jack, listener Jack, who is the new Kenny, picked up the size large GOP, Mojave County GOP shirt. It's a nice shirt, actually. It's gray. It's got the logo on the front, and then GOP Unites on the back.
Yeah.
United? Yeah. So gearing up for, of course, next year. I got a little update via text, Sam. So, Clark, we were talking about Gosar's challenger.
Right.
Who is lawyer Kwesi or Casey. I'm not sure how he says
Kwesi.
His name. Could be.
Yeah, because that's the way Kwesi Mfumi, who used to be Bob Cleveland before he became a African king descendant.
It's Q-U-A-C-Y, so if Hooked on Phonics works for me, it's Kwesi.
Kwesi, I would think, yeah.
So I got a text from a listener said, Clark County Fire. The fire department in Clark County had a firefighter, I guess he worked in Laughlin, and lived in Glendale, Arizona.
Well, that's a hell of a commute.
Right. Well, actually, think about it. You live in the firehouse anyway, right?
Right.
So they probably do, maybe he had a week on, a week off type deal. I don't know. And then got another one from, this one's from Red Bull Ronnie. That's somebody who works here.
Yeah.
We call him Red Bull Ronnie. Havasu to Blythe, 88.9 miles.
Oh, it's 45 minutes away I drive.
But I want to know what Buckeye to Blythe is. So maybe he didn't hear
Buckeye
that.
Buckeye is 118th Street.
Okay.
118th Avenue.
Oh, okay. All right. Because, yeah, Avondale's like, what, 74th Avenue around that exit?
Yeah.
So I know.
That's a long haul.
There's a lot going on at that exit. So anyway, let's see. We should probably take another break. It's getting kind of late in the hour for that second break. And, of course, we always play Kid Rock when Sam's on the air. And little cowboy, you kind of have your say with the food trucks or not? What do you think?
No, not really. No, I thought you'd digress someplace else. So, no, food trucks, it's a bunch of malarkey. This, you know, it's the same as these tiny houses on every corner anymore. Somebody's pulling the and I suspect it's, and I'm here, I can't really say who I suspect is pulling the strings in the city here right now, but it ain't the city council. And
but I wouldn't mind one of those tiny houses.
No.
I would, if I owned it, I'd be, you know,
you
I'd
don't
be good
own the
that.
Dirt. That's a problem.
I don't know.
Save
if that's
up when you get $249,000, you can buy one.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know if that's a problem for me, as long as I own something. All right, back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie, along with our lovable curmudgeon. That's your new nickname. And he thanked me for it. He loves it. Yeah. Samsguns.com owner.
Appropriate.
Sam Scarmato, who's sitting on $3.2 million and still won't cash out. Have you sold the store? Did you get a text, baby?
No, nope, I'll text you when I sell the store.
Where is Ellie anyway?
She's in Indonesia.
What?
Bali. Micronesia, Indonesia. One of them amnesias.
Amnesia?
Amnesia. Could very well be. But she's over there with all of her quilting ladies. So.
With all the what?
Quilting ladies.
Oh, wow. That's a pretty good quilting bee to make it all the way over to Indonesia.
Well, they're going to where they make the fabric. Bali batik fabric, whatever the hell that is. So,
can you bring that stuff back with you?
I guess.
She packed
a suitcase in a suitcase in a suitcase when she left. So.
Oh, it's not like it's perishable.
No.
So, all right. Back with, and it's not perfume, so, but it probably is not duty free, though.
I have a UPS and I have an FedEx account. She could have just shipped them.
So. Oh, there you go. Maybe she will.
No, she took a suitcase in a suitcase in a suitcase for a reason.
You know, she could be listening right now in Indonesia.
Yeah. It's noon now.
We're still live, man.
Yeah,
well, on the internet.
Yeah, well, she's like 3 in the morning there.
You can listen to anything on the interwebs now, even KNTR Talk and Speak Out live from Indonesia. All right, back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie. Give us a call if you want to get on the air. 928-854-KNTR. Stay with us. With the top leg back and the sunshine shining.
I put your picture away, sat down and cried today. I can't look at you while I'm lying next to her.
I had to tone it down because of Sam's mood today. Kind of quiet today.
No, not really. It's like I told you, I'm censored. I don't own this radio station. In other words, I would be venting all of my frustration with the people who run the city.
But you're a great sponsor. We appreciate that.
Well, probably the longest sponsor you've got, aren't you?
Pretty close. You, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford were here last time I was here. Yeah, Springberg, Sam's Guns. It was Sam's Shooters Emporium, back in the day. So, yeah. But Speak Out brought to you in part by Arizona Financial Credit Union, also Mojave Community College, SunPower by Esme Electric, of course, samsguns.com, the Lewis team, Remax by the Lake, with team leader Bobby Lewis and Julie Lewis, and Dorita's Place, providing Havasu with all-natural dog and cat food along with pet toys since 2006.
And that's where I'm going when I leave here.
Taking the Doberman to the self-service doggy wash?
No, if I was taking him someplace, it'd be to the gas chamber. But the...
That's awful.
Well,
I thought you were on the WAS board at one time.
I was on the WAS board, and I love the dogs, and I love him when he's not in one of his attitude. His big game today was to jump out of the truck and knock me flat on my back. And he weighs 103 pounds.
That's a big dog. And he's not fat.
No.
I wouldn't think he would, being your dog. You'd be pretty lean, mean. And is he mean?
Oh, no.
Not to you. Is he mean to anybody else?
Nobody.
Nobody.
He doesn't like the garbage men.
Who does?
Because they're shiny and they're stealing our stuff.
That's a good dog to have.
Oh, yeah. They're all five of them go out there and they just give the garbage men a whole raft of poop.
Wait, you have five dogs?
Five.
Are they all Dobies?
No.
No?
No.
You got a couple of Heinz 57s?
I got a purebred Jack, Russell.
Nice.
She's a holy terror.
She's smart, right?
Super smart.
Yeah.
And she chewed up my very expensive sunglasses this morning when I wasn't looking in the car.
That's not very smart.
No, it's not.
Don't chew up the owner's sunglasses, especially if they're very expensive. What were they, Oakleys or what?
No, what's the other real high-end one? The aviator ones.
Ray-Ban?
Ray-Bans.
That's what these are. Yeah. Okay.
Ray-Bans. She chewed up my Ray-Ban aviators, so if I could find a replacement earpiece, it'll be okay. But
And
I have two Chihuahuas, and one we inherited from my sister-in-law when she passed away last year, and it's kind of a white, fuzzy dog.
It's a Heinz 57? A Bichon Frise, maybe?
That's what my sister-in-law said.
She thinks it's a Bichon. A Bichon? Yeah.
Yeah, and she acts like one.
Oh, okay.
She's like the old. She's like 15 years old.
They're pretty smart too.
She's a smart dog, very manipulative dog.
Who does she manipulate more, you or Ellie?
Well, they all manipulate me because Ellie won't feed them.
Oh, okay.
You know, I have to get up at dark 30 to feed all five of the dogs. And
so Sam has a soft side. I had no idea.
I love dogs. I love animals, either having them for pets or eating them. One of the two, you know.
They say the longer you have an animal, the more you start to resemble one, or a lot of pet owners resemble their dogs.
Hmm.
Do any of your dogs resemble you?
No.
No?
Not that I can think of. Not by my interpretation, no.
Oh, that's good. Okay, so we had Abe Homaday on earlier from the archive, and he made a reference to pregnant men,
mm-hmm.
right? Well,
isn't that ridiculous?
We've got one that had a baby. And you know this story at all? Logan Brown is a 27-year-old trans man and blogger from the United Kingdom. His blog is called Up the Duff Man. I don't know what that means.
Was he a woman to begin with?
Yes.
Okay, so that explains it. Yeah.
That is key. He gained a huge following after he announced his pregnancy online in November of last year. Brown, which is what? 8-9 months ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Brown revealed on social media that he and his partner, Bailey J. Mills, a drag performer, so that would be a male,
in women's clothing,
unexpectedly found out Brown was pregnant. So what happened was I can use she and he because he's both, right?
She stopped taking her
male hormones and got pregnant is how it works. So Brown said, this is key, quote, I'm a trans pregnant man and I do exist. No matter what anyone says, I literally am living proof. Right? So on May 17th, Mills and Brown announced on social media that Brown had given birth to their daughter, Nova Mills Brown.
Is their daughter a daughter or a son?
Apparently it's a girl because it says gave birth to a daughter.
Genetically female.
Yes. That's what it says. Gave birth to their daughter. Their baby announcement was greeted by thousands of congratulatory messages, yada, yada, yada. All right. The coverage of the pregnancy spurred on a number of reactions online, and many of them were criticizing Brown. British TV personality Piers Morgan, who I'm becoming a fan of
every day, I'm getting to like him more and more.
Quote, Logan's a biological female who got pregnant, as hundreds of millions of biological females do each year. Why are you presenting this as a man getting pregnant, which is biologically impossible? Piers Morgan later shared his tweet stats, which he says shows that the public is sick of this women denying crap. End quote. I'm really starting to like Piers Morgan.
Me too.
You know,
and he's ripping into a lot of people who I truly can't stand lately.
I'm thinking he never belonged on CNN. Maybe it was just an act. When he was there, I don't know. Some of them, I wonder if they really believe what they're talking about.
Yeah. You going to talk about the picnic?
Yeah, while we have time. We got 5-6 minutes, so.
I'm one of the sponsors thereof, as you can see in the lower left-hand corner, right-hand corner.
Jeannie was saying, Jeannie Kent, Mojave County GOP chair, was saying they're still taking sponsorships, by the way.
Really?
What does it take to be a sponsor?
Money.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have never guessed. All right, let's take a phone call. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Look, I guess I can't be a sponsor. I don't have any money.
Okay. Is this David?
This is David Diaz. How you doing?
Great. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. And I think to kind of piggyback on what you and Sam and Piers Morgan was saying, which I am also agreeing with him more and more, even when we're talking about stories like this, we have to quit calling them he when she's a she.
I agree.
And vice versa. And quit playing the little game that they're playing.
Well, I mean, so. my point, David, is if she's a male in her own mind, why doesn't she sew up the female or get rid of the female appliances?
Yeah, yeah, good one. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, guys, I ran this by, and we have a production assistant here in the studio. We call her Junior. Marissa, who's very, she's a throwback. Let's put it that way. She doesn't think like normal 18-year-olds. And I said, is this a he or a she? It's a she.
It's right.
It's a she.
It's a she. And I said, well, Marissa, I know you don't know 20 years ago what would have been done, but what do you think we would have thought 20 years ago? Well, number one, she said it wouldn't have been a story. Number two, they probably, you know, I said, she agreed with me, they probably would have called the men in the white coat.
More than likely, I would think, yeah.
Well, and I think we could all agree that the person is a woman who had a baby. Nothing special about that. Right. Millions and millions do it every day.
Well, it is a blessed event.
You have to think. You have to look forward
yeah,
a little bit here.
I understand, Dave.
You guys, we have to look forward a little bit and see what kind of torment this child is going to go through.
I thought the same thing.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's going to be, obviously, they're going to drink Bud Light and shop at Target. And
Sam's got Bud Light in the baby bottle already.
$3.64 for a 30-pack.
What?
$3.64
for a 30-pack. You guys have a good one. I got to run.
Thanks, David. We appreciate the call.
Breakfast Sunday or what?
What was that?
Breakfast Sunday.
Breakfast on Sunday, David?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. There you go. You confirmed a breakfast date. Nice.
There you go.
Way to go.
Well, I'm still batching it for another 3-4 days. So.
Okay. I got to piggyback off of that. Where did you see? What did you see at price on Bud Light?
$3.64 for a 30-pack.
Oh, my.
After the $15 rebate, of course.
Oh, okay. But a $15 rebate?
Yeah.
So $18 something for a 30 pack.
Yeah.
And they're offering a $15 rebate. They're trying to bribe you into drinking Bud Light. Does it have Dylan Mulvaney? Is that the name?
Apparently, according to them, they only ever made 6 cans with this pitcher on it.
So do we call it? Dylan's a she, but Dylan's really a he. Okay.
I would never dignify him by calling him a she.
My policy now is to use both pronouns. While talking about them.
Well, see, I'm more like it.
Off and on.
It.
Yeah, I don't want to degrade him. Like, it's still a person.
Degrade him. He needs to be degraded.
See, you said he, and then I could say she, and that way people get it. Oh, it's a trans, but which, okay, this is a he becoming a woman, so.
He's your typical, and I'll tell you, I've made this comment to other people, including Steve, that the latest generation of kid, these millenniums or X or Y or Z, or whatever
Gen
the hell they
Z,
are.
Yeah.
They have big asses, little narrow shoulders.
Easy, yeah.
Asses is in the Bible.
Okay. Yeah, but that's what you ride into town on a religious feast day.
That's
I get
right.
that.
They have big butts, little narrow shoulders, tiny little hands, and then most of the boys look like girls anymore. So
you
maybe,
almost described Marco Rubio.
Man, I like the way he votes. So.
I'm kidding. So I just want to say one thing, and I don't know if anyone's heard me say it on the show before, but to me there is no argument with these males competing in girl sports.
Absolutely no argument whatsoever.
There's
at all.
No argument there. And I'll take it a step further. You create another division. Have men's or boys, girls, and trans.
Works
have
for
them
me.
Compete against each other. You know,
actually,
why do you have to win every, why do you have to compete against an inferior opponent? Physically inferior opponent. And don't tell me that.
So essentially really. another 3 years we're going to lose every Olympic thing that we enter as the Americans.
Possibly.
I mean, the Russians, you know, they all take anabolic steroids anyway,
sure.
So the women look like guys anyway.
They have since the Olympics in the 70s. The swim teams.
Absolutely.
From
the
East
swim
Germany.
Teams,
yeah. Did you hear Trump's quote? About owning an NBA team?
No.
He said he would try to, he says, I'm not a big LeBron James fan, but if I owned an NBA team, I would convince LeBron to go to convert to a woman and then convince, you know, 6 or 7 of his friends to do the same thing and we just dominate. We would never lose.
There you go.
I'm paraphrasing.
See, I don't know anything about, I've never watched a basketball. In fact, to my knowledge, I don't believe I've ever touched a basketball.
Okay.
I was busy with hockey pucks and rugby and
rugby.
Football, yeah.
Interesting. Did you play lacrosse?
Never.
No? I think Steve did.
Did he really?
I believe so, yeah.
Well, I won't hold it against him.
Hey, we're out of time, Sam, but it was a good show.
I thought it sucked, but...
Oh, thanks a lot!
Not on your part. It's the what do you want to call it?
Censorship?
Censorship, yeah. That would be the word I was looking for.
That's our lovable curmudgeon. I had a video to get to, but I just don't have time. It's a video from a rapper in Lake Havasu City.
We have rappers here?
You know, about 12 years ago we did. And somebody sent me the link, and I thought you would have just a field day with it.
Really? Send me that link if you would.
I sure will. All right. We're going to come back with the final shot, or I am anyway, when we come back. Stay with us on Speak Out. Welcome back to Speak Out. Great show today. Looking forward to Monday as well. We'll have Carla Harkelrode on. Dr. Carla from ASU at Lake Havasu. On Tuesday, Sonny and Leo on the show. Wednesday, we'll have the Havasu Pioneers radio show. We'll have Mojave County Public Works Director Steve Latosky on the show on Thursday. And District 5 County Supervisor Ron Gould on Friday. Going to be a great week next week. Hope you join us. Every day, 11 a.m. All right, Hannity's up next after Fox News and the weather. Stay with us. Come lay your head in next to
mine. This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.